With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The government shutdown forcing the FAA to make some major adjustments. Here's Bill Alexander.
The Federal Aviation Administration will reduce air traffic by about 10% across 40 high-volume markets beginning Friday morning to maintain safety during the ongoing government shutdown. The agency is confronting staffing shortages caused by air traffic controllers who are working unpaid, with many calling out sick during the shutdown, resulting in delays across the country.
That is correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. President Trump has taken the veils off a deal to lower costs on two very popular obesity drugs. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Under the arrangement, drug makers Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk will expand coverage and reduce prices for their popular weight loss treatments Zepbound and Wegovy.
This is a triumph for American patients that will save lives and improve the health of millions and millions of Americans.
And once new pill versions of the GLP-1 drugs are approved, starting doses will cost $149 a month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a Virginia jury is deliberating a lawsuit filed against a former school administrator accused of ignoring repeated warnings that a six-year-old had a gun hours before a teacher was shot.
Former teacher Abby Zwirner filed the $40 million lawsuit against Ebony Parker, an ex-assistant principal at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News. Zwirner was shot in January 2023 in her first-grade classroom. A bullet damaged her left hand and remains in her chest. Zwirner's attorneys say Parker failed to act after several school staffers told her that the student had a gun in his backpack. Rich Thomason reporting.
On Wall Street, it's been slow going for all the major indexes. The Dow right now down 360 points. This is SRN News. In the final part of our series on the Rustic Way Ranch Equine Therapy in Center in Dallas, Brooke Carricker, founder of the Rustic Way, says 2025 has seen impressive growth for her nonprofit group. She believes one big reason the ranch is thriving is because of its gospel-focused message for young people.
This is part of our name, Rustic Way Ranch, because we're pointing people to the ultimate way, which is Jesus Christ. You couple that peaceful environment with horses. They are these majestic, massive animals. They can sense our heartbeat, our breathing. Touching their coats, grooming them, has a way of physiologically calming our bodies and our minds to a healthier state.
Brooke Carricker adds that donations are the lifeblood of her nonprofit center. Anyone wanting more information on the ranch's work helping teens can go to rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will not be seeking re-election. The announcement today by the California Democrat brings to a close a storied career that saw her become the first woman to hold that job and arguably the most powerful woman in the history of American politics, giving all that she did. Pelosi's decision comes as a seasoned generation of political leaders like herself. Now stepping aside, Pelosi was an architect of the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. The other landmark policies, the 85-year-old congresswoman relinquished her leadership position 3 years ago. Former President Barack Obama calls her one of the best House speakers ever. Israeli authorities have identified the latest remains of a hostage that Hamas handed over as belonging to a Tanzanian agricultural student. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.